This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
It's being called a major U.S. intelligence breach, but who did it and why?
The Pentagon says the online leaks of highly classified documents present a very serious risk to national security. It may have started in a Discord chat room. The Associated Press interviewed a young man who says he was a member of a social media chat group where another had been posting intelligence documents for several months, apparently to impress others in the group. The discussion turned to Ukraine, and the poster started typing in information with the poster's own thoughts, then a few months ago began posting images of papers with the folds in them. The posts include details of U.S. and NATO assistance to Ukraine and a top-secret analysis of intelligence agency ties between Russia and the United Arab Emirates.
We don't know who's responsible for this.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby. Jennifer King, Washington.
Loved ones are remembering the five people killed in a shooting at a Louisville, Kentucky bank yesterday.
A spokeswoman for University of Louisville Hospital says one of the wounded, 57-year-old Deanna Eckert, died Monday night at the hospital. Police say 25-year-old Connor Sturgeon, a bank employee, live-streamed the attack on Instagram as he opened fire inside Old National Bank Monday morning. Sturgeon was killed by police. At least nine people were wounded in the attack, including a police officer who had just graduated from the academy on March 31st. Police say 26-year-old Officer Nicholas Wilt is in critical condition after being shot in the head and having surgery. I'm Donna Warder.
Pirates jumped on board an oil tanker in the Gulf of Guinea. One expert says this could be a kidnap and ransom incident, or it could be cargo theft. A new AP poll finds about 4 in 10 adults are at least somewhat likely to switch to electric vehicles for their next car. Hang-ups include price. This is AP News. Small business owners are feeling a credit crunch. The AP's Julie Walker.
They're seeing the already tough process of getting business loans get even tougher. Borrowing for small businesses was already constrained due to rising interest rates. Following the recent Silicon Valley bank collapse, some banks, particularly small and mid-sized banks that serve small businesses, may be forced to tighten credit further since they're seeing an outflow of deposits. And banks are being more cautious in general due to uncertainty about the economy. Small businesses say they're getting rejected for loans or seeing more unfavorable terms, meaning some plans for expansion are being put on hold. Julie Walker, New York.
The character actor Michael Lerner has died. He was 81. He played Bugsy Calhoun in Harlem Nights and Jack Lipnick in Barton Fink. Michael Lerner was in the movie business for 60 years. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Maytag laundry appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your home's unique needs and style. Shop Maytag 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.